Beautiful stranger, red hair, green jumpsuit, walking dogs in Washington Square Park. Can't forget you. Give him a chance. Wacky. I hope she gives him a chance.
Oh, Roberta, please. Some kind of a pervert. What do you think of this?
He could be sincere.
Nobody named Blackie is sincere.
I can't forget her. He's in love.
He's great. I thought you were reading the want ads.
No, it was. I just... can't seem to find anything.
Well, just don't settle for anything under $50,000.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, Adrian. Adrian, what do you think? Roberta, the look is you.
Well, I just really wanted a treat.
No, this is your birthday present. I want to give you something different. Adrian, give her something different. Nothing weird, you know.
Oh, don't worry. Her husband will love it.
Wow, here it is. A message from Jim.
Huh?
Desperately seeking Susan. Keep the faith. Tuesday, 10 a.m., Battery Park, Gangway 1. Love, Jim.
Who's Jim?
Oh, God, Susan gets tomorrow.
Who's Susan? You know these people?
No, you see, Jim follows Susan all over the country. Last January, she was in Mexico City, then Seattle. They send messages back and forth. That's how they hook up. Now they're in New York. Desperate. I love that word. It's so romantic.
Everybody I know is desperate, except you.
I'm desperate.
You?
Sort of.
Paper and I brought your tequila this time, too.
Thanks.
You're welcome. What do you want?
It's fine. Don't spend it all on one thing.
I won't.
Thanks. Bye-bye, Bruce. It was fun, huh?
found one.
One of what?
Upstairs. Come on.
Giving me the eye all night. Who is he?
Who?
In the corner near Gary.
Larry Stillman. Dr. Stillman.
Plastic surgery.
He's Gary's dentist?
Well, at least he's not a PhD. Gary, who's your friend?
You know Becky.
Oh, Larry Stillman, my sister.
Oh,
Leslie.
How are you doing?
So you're a dentist.
Oh, time out, everybody. We've got a 10:58 spot.
Oh, great.
Yes, yeah. Terrific. Wait, my new girl. Rosemary will have another installment of her series on growing up in Queens. And the search continues for suspects in the recent robbery of ancient Egyptian artifacts. That and more next on the News at 11.
Hi. I'm Gary from Gary's Oasis. In our New Jersey showroom, we have hundreds of models of whirlpools and hot tubs at the lowest manufacturer to you prices. So come on out to Gary's Oasis. We're open 7 days a week.
Hey, Gary. Come on out.
Gary's Oasis. All your fantasies can come true.
Gone forever. That funny young lost look I loved won't ever come back. I killed that when I told you about Rebecca.
You're watching the bedroom with the headphones.
I know. Gary, do you ever remember your dreams?
I never thought about it. They really went for the commercial tonight, don't you think?
Everyone thought you were great.
Oh, you're going to pick up the radio for the car for me tomorrow, aren't you?
Sure.
Oh, don't forget. Tell the guy you're my wife because we put a sauna in the owner's apartment and he's given us a really great price.
Nice, huh? Hey, don't eat all that cake.
Thank you.
thought you were dead.
Just in New Jersey.
Serious. How strict? I'm ready to quit this stuff. I really am. Ray won't let me wear my glasses on stage, and then Ian gets pissed off because I can't do any of the tricks. I mean, I'm only legally blind. I could understand if I wanted to wear my glasses on my tips, but nobody in this dive is looking at my face anyway.
Oh, come on, Chris. Let's just get out of here.
I gotta do the mystery of the disappearing bluebird.
Sounds great.
Can't you wait a few minutes?
Look, I'm really tired. Why don't I get some pizza and I'll meet you at home?
You've got a play?
Not exactly, but I'm working on it.
Oh, no, I know it's coming now.
Just for tonight, I promise. Come on.
Do you promise? Only 7-digit phone call?
Close my heart. You won't regret it. Thanks.
Welcome back.
I'll see you later.
How come you split like that? You could have said goodbye in person.
Everybody says goodbye in person. Come on. Go get a drink.
Yeah, okay, but I've only got a few minutes.
Oh, great.
Hey, look, it's a last-minute thing. See, the band got this gig in Buffalo, and we got to start tonight.
Yeah, well, next time, don't put an ad in the newspaper, okay?
Susan, I've been looking for you for weeks. Come to Buffalo with me?
Uh-uh, you'll be working. Boring.
Come on, come to Buffalo. I'll find some trouble for you to get into. That'll cheer you up.
I've had enough trouble already.
You were with this guy?
Reason when I left.
Hey, Beauty and the Beast, we're going to hit traffic on the bridge. Let's fly.
I don't like leaving you like this.
Take care of myself.
No. Look, I'll give you a number. You got a pen? All right. It's the number of my friend Des. Okay, he's a great guy. And if you really get in a jam, give him a call. He'll know how to reach me.
You got any money?
Forget it. He knows all about you. No more dead bodies, okay?
I'll see what I can do.
Be here next time when I get back.
That is the price.
Get it.
I like the jacket.
This is going with Jimi Hendrix. Yeah, but I bet he'd love it if I swapped it for the boots.
Deal. Elvis Presley. Want to try it on?
bowl. It's going to have 6 eggs in it. We'll start out with the eggs. It's go very fast. Done 2x2, and this you can do in the morning. And get it all ready for baking. I'm going to bake it and then unmold it. There, here. 6 eggs. And those get beaten up.
Hello, Roberta. Hello, Julia. Sorry, girls. I can't stay for dinner. Some guy from West Germany's got 1,500 tubs on a boat he can't get through customs. I gotta go have dinner with him in town. It just happened. I'm sorry. You forgive me? Oh, looks interesting, too. Get a good deal on the radio?
Radio?
Car radio. Didn't you just come from the city?
Oh, my God, the radio.
You forgot the radio?
No. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, I guess I did. You know, Gary, you could have told me about not wanting dinner instead of making me rush.
Rush from where? According to you, you didn't go anywhere. What are you wearing?
Jacket. I used to belong to Jimi Hendrix.
You bought a used jacket? What, are we poor? What's going on here? Roberta, I gotta run. I'm late. We'll talk later. All right? All right, we'll talk later. Jimi Hendrix, huh? Not nearly as good. On a diet, you can't use it.
And then it's gonna have a little hot pepper sauce and pepper and salt. And I'm gonna put in 6. 6 squirts of hot pepper sauce and 8 grinds of pepper. And taste.
Going, Stranger.
What fucking Stranger?
Festival seating. That means quartertown. Quartertown means pissing with flies. I'm not gonna piss with flies. You guys can piss in bottles. What the hell is this? Woodstock?
Des, it's me, Jim.
Jim, hold on a second, will you?
Jesus Christ.
Look, I'm stuck in Buffalo, and I need a favor. It's about Susan.
See, now some guy she met in Atlantic City got pushed out of a hotel window.
Really sounds wild. I'm sorry I missed it.
This is serious, Des. Okay, and now...
Some guy's run an ad to meet her in Battery Park, signed A Stranger. It sounds weird. I was wondering, maybe could you just go down there
and make sure she's okay?
Listen, Jim, Victoria split on me last night. I'm in a shitty mood.
Okay, I'm not in the mood for being a Boy Scout right now.
Oh, come on, Des. It'll take you half an hour.
Come on. Just give me a chance here, all right? 1 second.
Look, she's supposed to meet him at 4:00.
4:00? That's in less than an hour.
Jim, I got a job here, you know?
Just one favor.
Look, even if I could get someone to fill in for me, I don't even know what she looks like.
Well, look, you can't miss her. She's incredibly pretty. Blonde hair, medium height. Oh, and she's got this green and gold jacket with a pyramid with an eye on top like a dollar bill. You can't miss it.
All right, you owe me one.
Great. Oh, thanks, Dad. Look, I appreciate it. Good, okay. Yeah, bye.
I lived in New York all my life. You used to have Chinese restaurants, Italian restaurants. Now you have these sushi restaurants. Everyone goes for sushi. Sushi, I hate this stuff. Although I'll tell you, I had some the other day. I took it home, I cooked it. It wasn't bad. It tasted like fish.
I've seen you somewhere before.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think so. You doing anything right now?
I'm waiting for someone.
Come and make this.
You don't understand. I have to meet someone here.
We'll talk about it in the car.
She's got all my stuff. She'll give me the goddamn
camp there. I don't need this kind of aggravation. I work for a living. Except for services. I know the law.
Oh, hi. Excuse me, but do you like candy? I've got some hot chocolate.
No, thank you.
I wanted to say, why don't we have a chat? Because I was very close to your boyfriend in Atlantic City.
Well, no, 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 I'm married.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Wear a pretty little earring so he gets his
point. Why don't we have a little chat? Because my car is just going.
Let go of me!
Susan!
Let go!
Susan! Susan? Susan? Are you okay?
My head hurts.
I'm Dez. I'm a friend of Jim's.
Jim?
Your boyfriend, Jim. Who was the guy he asked on you? Easy.
The guy?
The guy that just ran off.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? Are you okay? You want to see a doctor?
I'm okay.
You're okay. She's okay. Show's over. She's with me. She's okay. Easy. You sit down. You remember anything?
I don't know.
How'd you get here?
I don't know.
Do you remember what you had for breakfast?
I don't know.
You are Susan, aren't you?
Susan?
You don't know. All right, what do we have here? No purse? Do you have anything in your pockets, maybe? Is that it? Ah! Now we're getting someplace. This is my phone number. Jim must have given it to you.
It's like a deja vu.
How can you have a deja vu if you don't remember anything?
No, no, I mean, this is all deja vu.
This is a Port Authority locker key. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to run you up to the Port Authority. Maybe what's ever in the locker will help you snap out of it. How's that?
Okay.
Okay? Let's go. Wait a minute. This isn't some sort of trick, is it?
What do you mean?
I mean, I know a little bit about you, okay? So don't even consider jerking me around because I'm not in a great mood today.
Sure, I mean, I wouldn't jerk you around. I don't even know you.
You better wear this. Does look familiar, right?
Well, it's not completely unfamiliar. You know, when I close my eyes, I see a pyramid.
A pyramid? Like on your jacket?
Oh, yeah. Must be what it is.
Well, at least you got everything. I hope you're feeling better. You are feeling better, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I gotta go. I gotta get the scooter back. So, I'll see you around maybe sometime, huh? Maybe, I'll see you with Jim, okay? All right, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Tonight. You can sleep in my place. One night. On the couch. But I don't want any drama. I don't want any of your friends coming over. And I want nothing disappearing from my apartment. You got that? Maybe you should quit.
Maybe. Will you move over?
Thanks. You're welcome.
Okay, you. You're out of here.
It's about time. I don't
never, ever again, ever.
Listen, man, it was an emergency.
I understand. Never, ever. Don't ever ask me.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yes, people live here.
I just thought it was sort of unusual, that's all.
Two flights up. Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry, man. Excuse me. Those look exactly like my speakers. Huh. Whoa, 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 whoa. Wait a minute. What do you think you're doing? Give me that. Thank you. What the hell is going on here?
It's my stuff, Dad.
So you just come and take it. No phone call, no discussion, no nothing.
How you doing?
Fine. Listen, I'm going to take this stuff down to the Porsche.
I believe some of that stuff is mine. Like the answering machine. Like the Charlie Parker record.
Oh, you can have it. Here.
Thank you.
I'll send you a check for the rest, all right?
A check? Great.
Hi.
Hi.
He's really a nice guy. You'll be happy together.
Sorry.
It's okay.
You know, you could do a lot with this place. There's a lot of light.
Shit. It happens, right?
Oh, hi, Dave. It's Jim here. I'm just calling to see, you know, if Susan's okay. I'm calling from, oh, shit, I don't know where we are, but it's some motel. Hey, where are we? Anyway, no, look, I'll call you tomorrow, okay? And thanks again for everything. Your pal. Thanks a lot. Okay, bye.
That's got to ring some bells.
Honestly, no.
No? Terrific. I need a drink. Do you want something to drink?
All right, whatever you have. Apple juice, Coke, Perrier.
Miller or Heineken?
All right.
Which?
Either one. Please.
I don't believe. She took the refrigerator.
What did the police say?
I said that most of these cases turn up in 24 hours.
Did you tell them about the jacket, her wedding ring, and the saltfish?
I told them. They seem to think she's having an affair.
Oh, my God, maybe she is.
That's ridiculous. Roberta is not having an affair. She's much too uptight.
That is a horrible thing to say. I suppose you're proud of the way you're running around with Becky Schumann.
I didn't know you knew about Becky. Anyway, we're not running around. We're having a perfectly respectable affair.
Gary, let me ask you something.
What?
Does Roberta have orgasms? I mean, did she have them with you?
More about her?
You have heard of them, haven't you? I mean, maybe the reason she left you was because you weren't satisfying.
Leslie, not everybody is obsessed with orgasms. Some people just have them.
Did she?
Hello, what? Did Phil Donahue do a show
on
orgasms?
Oh, you are really a pig. You know that. At least I know about feelings.
Feelings. I feel. I feel.
Shh, you're disgusting, Gary. You're just like Daddy. No wonder Roberto left you.
Would you stop saying that?
Gary?
Larry.
No, it's great. Any word from Roberto yet?
Fast work, Les.
Oh, let's have some chicken.
The chicken is for tomorrow. Larry!
What did the police say?
I can't believe the two of you are eating in the middle of a crisis like this.
We're nervous. What do you want?
Then take a Valium like a normal person.
She has great teeth.
That's why I showed up at Battery Park. Jim said a friend of yours got killed outside your hotel in Atlantic City. He was pretty worried.
Killed? Dead?
Sort of goes with the territory, doesn't it, Susan?
Maybe I know who did it. I wish I could remember.
Maybe you were the killer.
No. I should probably lay low for a while, huh?
That might be a wise idea. So you don't know who the guy at the pier was? Maybe a jilted lover?
I don't think so. Maybe he was.
You know something? You are not at all what I expected.
You're not quite what I expected either. Jim, I mean, how did I meet him? Maybe it would help.
I think it was at some coffee shop. It was your first day at work. Jim waltzed in. You brought his food over, and you ripped up the check.
Is he tall? I mean, Jim.
He's about medium.
Is he sort of thin?
Sort of, my build.
What color eyes does he have?
Blue.
Like yours? I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. I just... Sorry.
Hmm.
to go out to breakfast with me?
Breakfast? What have you got on? Some sort of disguise?
You don't like it?
No, it's sort of charming.
My treat.
What'd you do, rob a bank?
I don't know. Maybe.
Where do you want to go?
Okay, I found this in the suitcase.
Gunny's Coffee Shop? I know the place. It's over on Center Street.
Maybe that's the place where I met Jim.
So?
So we go there and see if anybody remembers me.
So what do you think? Anyone look familiar?
No, not yet. I found this in the suitcase. You ever hear of it?
Magic Club? Yeah, that's the place over on Broadway. Why?
I thought I'd go there this afternoon and see if I remember anyone.
You know what you're having?
Sure. What are you having?
Well, it's your treat, right?
Yeah, I got money.
I'm going to have blueberry glasses.
I'll have that too. That sounds good.
What can I get you?
Yes, I would like a coffee and a donut.
Miss, when you get a chance, could you take our order?
You can stay. She's got to go. Nick, it's that crazy girl with the jacket.
What?
You, out.
You know me?
Yeah, I know. You want a free meal, go someplace else.
Well, I got money. I can pay.
I want your money once you're out of here. Come on.
Miserable scumbag. Maybe I should have slept with him.
Man, some witch steals my clothes. You could get pushed out of a hotel window and now you get fired.
Oh, thanks, but bad luck really seems to be following you around.
Look, we're both free. Now let's just go to the movies. A double feature? Come on.
I'll pay for the movie if you pay for the popcorn.
Okay, but listen, how much is the popcorn?
$2.50. This must be the place. Sir, could you pull over, please? This is it. I'm sorry about what happened. Are you sure you're not angry?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm not angry.
Okay. You're a real pal. I'll tell Jim. Bye.
Bye. Bleecker Street Cinema?
Who am I going to find on such short notice?
Come on, Ray. You know lots of girls.
Oh, there are plenty of good women out there looking for it.
Ma, will you let me take care of this?
Hello?
You saw the sign outside?
Are you looking for a job?
Yeah, I think I am.
She thinks she's looking for a job.
No, I am. What kind of job?
Come on in. This is Ray.
Hello.
This is Ray's mom, Gilda.
Hi.
This is Henry.
Hi.
Hello, Henry.
And I'm Ian.
Declined and 184 remain unchanged. There were 8 new highs for the year and 241 new lows. The New York Stock Exchange index of some 1,300 additions was down to 117.
You okay, Mr. Glass?
Fine, thank you. Good night, Daisy.
I hope I get good news about Mrs. Glass.
Thank you. Where did you get this bag?
It's mine. Mrs. Glass gave it to me.
Give me the bag, please.
Sorry, you ain't getting this.
Please, give me the bag.
I'm sorry.
Please, please, I'm asking you not to.
You're not getting this.
Could you have your picnic somewhere else? Hey, guys! Just try to be careful, all right?
Listen, I don't get involved in domestic disputes, okay?
There's no dispute. She was wearing the jacket when she disappeared. It was very special to her for some reason. Don't you even remember her? Don't you remember the jacket? It was black and gold, and it had a sort of a pyramid thing on the back of it, like on a dollar bill.
Vaguely.
Great. Thanks. You've been a terrific help.
Wait a minute. She stopped in here looking for the jacket, too. Maybe you can help each other.
Susan, will you get the phone? Susan, the phone's ringing. Susan! Hello? Yeah, hold on, she's waiting.
What?
Another one of your secret admirers.
Hello? Yeah? Who is this? Gary Glass? Uh-huh. Oh, so you're the witch's husband. Where's my stuff? Yeah? Yeah? Well, maybe I could help you. Listen. Meet me tonight at 10:30 at 30 West 21st Street. I'll be waiting on the third floor near the bar. You got that? All right, I'll see you there.
Hey. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to the Magic Club. I'm your host, Big Ray. We have a wonderful lineup for you this evening, ladies and gentlemen, for all you people. You, sir, and the man in the red shirt. Where are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Do we have anyone else here in the house from Brooklyn? Oh, right here, right? Why don't you two guys share a cab home afterwards? This is a great audience. Okay, let's get on with it. Introducing, back from his success at Sunny's Hideaway, the one, the only, the innovator...
Susan, from now on, I want you here 5 minutes before the act begins. Remember, we start with the doves. You look beautiful.
Lovely.
Smile.
Divina... Queen of the night. So let's hear it from all you lovely people. Come on, let's hear it.
Thank you.
This one's worse than the other one.
Nice try, kid. Here you go. $20. We'll see you tomorrow night at the same time.
You're hiring me?
Well, of course, we're hiring you.
Okay, that's great. Thank
you. You take these guys home and you practice, all right? And Susan, practice a lot. Okay?
All right.
Good.
You can dance.
Sugar.
You want to dance?
Dance.
Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. child on Traviata.
There's a man following me. Couldn't you just...
How'd you get in here? You're not supposed to be in here.
I know. I'm sorry, sir, but could you please see if he's gone, please? There's a man following me. Could you see if he's gone?
Okay. You stay here. Enrique will take care of you. Samar. Yeah.
Hola, soy Gary de Gary's Oasis. En nuestro nuevo local en New Jersey tenemos cientos de bañeras calientes a los precios más bajos. Así que venga a Gary's Oasis, abierto 7 días a la semana.
¡Hola, Gary!
¡No, muchachas, no! At Gary's Oasis, all your fantasies can come true.
Bienvenidos, ¿sir?, a la fiesta. Mi nombre es Coco Goya.
Hi, Coco.
¡Sir!
¿Qué les puedo decir? La gente que conoce lo mejor de la vida de la vida.
Sweetheart, you've just got a little bump on your head. You'll survive it.
What's your name?
Got a name, don't you?
All right, we'll settle this at the station house.
I'm Roberta.
Roberta, that's a name.
I'm not who you think I am.
How do you use the birds?
Nice place you got here, Gare.
Oh, we like it.
Firm.
Yeah, yeah. They're Roberta's.
How to be your own best friend. I'm okay, you're okay? Dr. Ruth's Guide to Good Sex. He's Roberta's too?
I didn't know she read this stuff.
You know, Gary, between you and me, what do you really know about Roberta? Nice wallpaper.
Don't you think you ought to wait for Roberta before you start taking her clothes?
She owes me a coat. What's she weigh?
Roberta, 105, 110.
We're close. Very close.
tub.
You like it? It's one of our most popular items. You can install it in any bathroom, and it increases the resale value of your house or condominium.
I didn't say I wanted to buy one.
Right. Sorry.
You know, I could get used to a place like this. Got any pot?
Pot, usually I keep some around, but right now I'm out. You know how it is.
How about a match?
All right, stop. Face forward. Smile. Turn left. Next.
And then you start to think, what's it all about? The big picture, you know what I mean?
Sure I do, Gare.
I mean, there's more to life than making money, right? I mean, I know that. I mean... You know how all time comes from a single point in the universe? You know what I mean?
No. My husband. We live in Fort Lee.
There are things happening in solar systems so far away that we can't even see them. What do they care? What do they care if I am the spa king of New Jersey?
Hello. Glass house. Hello.
Spa king of New Jersey.
Hello.
Spa king of New Jersey. Spa king.
Could I call someone else, please?
Go ahead.
Of where she's been.
I haven't even seen her, and all the things you're yelling.
Hey, I'm not yelling. I am simply wondering aloud why she couldn't have picked up a phone and called me if she was
just
in trouble.
Just hear her side of it before you do anything stupid.
Mr. Glass, Sergeant Tasco. Have a seat.
Oh, my sister, Leslie.
Hiya. She was arrested last night on the Lower East Side. She's in a holding tank downstairs. I'll have her brought up. I telephoned you as soon as I realized that the photographs matched up. Hey, Ryan Taskell here. Bring up Glass. Now, we're dropping the charges. Her husband is here. Well, obviously, he hasn't picked her up yet.
Oh, Lord.
I can see that. Oh, my God.
Mr. Glass, somebody paid your wife's bail a little while ago, and she was released. You just missed her.
Who paid her bail?
Boyfriend? Pimp? Who knows?
Him. I don't know how to thank you, Diz. I mean, I'm really, really sorry about this.
Consider it my final favor, Susan. I must say you are really living up to your reputation.
Oh, see, now that's just it, Diz. That's it. I'm not who you think I am.
I don't care who you are.
No, I didn't mean it that way. See, it's really getting complicated here because I want to explain it to you. I'm not...
Stay right there. I don't believe it.
God.
I don't believe Victoria would do this.
Oh, my God. Maybe it was the guy who grabbed me last night.
What?
The guy who grabbed you?
See, he was after me, Des. Well, not me exactly. He was after Susan, wherever she is, who I'm not. And he thinks she's staying here, which she isn't, because I am.
I don't want to hear it. First of all, I get thrown out of my ass on the sidewalk. Then I have to fork up $200 bail to get you out of jail. Now I come home and the whole place is torn apart. Why, I don't know. You know, I really don't need this shit, Susan. I really don't.
Fine. I'll leave. You know, I could have been killed last night, Dad. I was really scared. Get it. Sorry about this mess. Well, I can pay you back. I'll send you a check.
Great, another check.
Isn't so bad. I've had worse parties than this.
Richard Nolan and Bruce Meeker, you may recall, were released pending appeal of their 1982 conviction for smuggling. Nolan and Meeker are the prime suspects in the disappearance last week of the Nefertiti earrings from the Cairo collection currently on display here in New York.
Nefertiti?
Nolan is still at large.
No shit. It's not that uncommon. I was reading an article last week about a woman who would turn tricks in the city from 9 until noon, then shop all afternoon before going home. She did it for years before her husband found out about it.
Roberta can't be a prostitute. She doesn't even like sex that much. It's impossible.
Oh, my God. I have heard that 4 out of 5 prostitutes are lesbians.
Leslie, I think that I would know if my wife was a lesbian.
Why? You didn't know she was a prostitute. Gary, I think you have got to accept the fact that there is something very unusual going on in your relationship.
I'll tell you what. Susan?
Wait a minute.
Susan!
Who's Susan?
Don't get the wrong idea. She was helping me find Roberta.
Yes, I believe she bought it, Joe. She rang her buzzer.
Susan! Susan! What are you doing here?
I got good news and bad news. What do you want to hear first?
You said you were going to leave.
Okay, good news first. Your wife isn't partners with the greaseball.
Susan, my wife has just been picked up on the Lower East Side, escaping from her gun-toting pimp.
He's not a pimp.
He's not a pimp.
He's not a pimp.
The bad news is that he's probably going to kill her because he thinks she's me.
What?
Did you ever read this? She kept a diary. It's great stuff. Couldn't sleep. Went into kitchen. Gary came in. Turned on light. Gary left. Finished birthday cake. Pages of it. It's got to be a cover. Nobody's life could be this boring.
You shouldn't be reading that. It's private.
Yeah, well, it's not about her. It's about me. Listen to this. He's looking for Susan again. She's late returning from Mexico. This is the fifth ad he's run. Why does he want to see her so badly? Who is she? And there's my picture. Gary, why didn't you tell me she read the personals? You could have settled this yesterday.
She read them all the time. I didn't think...
Fortunately for everybody, I'm here and I'm thinking. Give me the car keys. I'll bring it right back. Hiya.
Gary, she is taking the car keys.
Shut up, Leslie. Okay.
Diary. That little sneak. What did she say about me?
Desperately seeking strangers seeking Susan. Regarding key, meet me Saturday night, Magic Club, Broadway, 9:30 p.m. Be there. Is that it?
She'll love it.
Pay at the cashier. Single white male, 40, looking for afternoon playmates. Is that it? Pay at the cashier.
I live in Fort Lee, New Jersey. I've been married for 4 years. My husband, Gary, he sells bathroom spas and saunas.
You never stop, do you?
No, really. Really?
That's what I like about you. I never know what you'll say next. Come here.
It's Jim.
Oh, my God.
Jim. Oh, thank God you had me worried. How you doing, man? Huh?
Well, somebody jumped me. It was dark.
Yeah. Well, it was me. I thought you were somebody else.
What did you think I was?
Somebody's been following Susan around. I thought maybe you were him.
Who's following her?
I don't know. You know, Susan, it's really tough to get a straight answer out of her.
She needs me, Des. I think maybe she's ready to settle down.
Settle down, Susan? Come on, Jim. She'd never do that. She's really not the type.
Since when do you know her so well?
Well, I just can't see her settling down. I mean, she's too wild. But that's what's so great about her.
Is that so? I mean, you really seem to have examined this.
Oh, well, we've been spending some time together.
But just what are you saying here, Des? Huh?
I'm not going to bullshit you, Jim. It was a shitty thing to do. I'm not saying it wasn't. But you yourself said she was irresistible.
Oh, man. Why don't you just hit me again and, like, finish me off?
Look.
Huh?
Cry about it. I'm really crazy about her, and she's really crazy about me. I'm sorry.
Well, listen, I know Susan. Whatever she told you doesn't mean shit. She plays with people, Des. I ought to know. I've been chasing her for years.
Well, I don't think she's playing with me.
Bullshit.
All right, Jim.
Why don't we just ask her? Susan?
You mean she's here?
Susan? Come on out of here.
Susan?
Susan? She's gone. She was here. I swear to God.
Guess what, man? I think she's jerking us both around.
What do you mean?
Check this out. I mean, who the hell is this stranger?
Susan, I still don't understand what we're doing here.
Trust me, dear. You're in for a real surprise.
Hey, Susan, listen, your little surprises are beginning to make me nervous.
What'd she say?
She says we're in for a real surprise.
Well, I guess we're not going to see Tony Bennett in this place.
I fell for a police escort. How could you let her wear Roberta's jacket?
Hey, she's cold. She's got to wear something.
Why don't you cut your fingernails? I don't care what you say. And I'm not going to yell at you. Hey, Ryan!
Yes, if she sees us both here, she'll probably just split again.
We can go home.
I want to see who this fucking stranger is.
Let me guess. Triple tequila sunrise. Ginger ale. Near the scotch. This must be yours. Rum and tab. Sit tight. I'm gonna go look for the stranger.
What stranger?
Gorgeous.
Beauty fades.
There she is.
Here,
talking to the cigarette girl.
That's not Susan. I never even seen that girl before.
Who's that Susan? Do you think I should know?
Well, there might be a Susan, but that's not my Susan.
It's my Susan.
Well, then who is the girl at Battery Park?
Who's the stranger?
Jimmy!
Who's the stranger?
It's a long story.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't know her anyway.
Her?
Yeah, her. Come on. We'll talk about it in a second.
Do you know what time it is? We got 3 minutes before curtain. Now get your wig on and get out there.
Susan, looks like you lost your girlfriend.
Hey, Larry, I'm married, all right?
Oh, please.
What?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Magic Club. I'm your host, Ray, and we have a wonderful, let me tell
bartender,
you, wonderful lineup
check,
for you people this evening. Hey, is there anyone out here from Queens? You. Well, I'm from normal parents myself. Anyway, we got a special treat for you people this evening. Introducing the one, the only, Ian.
Susan, get up here.
Very lovely sister, Davina, queen of the night. So let's hear it, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, let's hear it.
It's a great trick. Susan?
Roberta?
I don't believe it.
Roberta.
No, sit down.
I think I'll stand. Salesman?
Yeah.
So you were telling me the truth last night.
Last night?
Oh, no.
Did you spend the night with this guy?
Yeah, Gary, oh, I have
to... Is he the pimp the police were telling me about?
I'm not a pimp. I'm a friend of hers, all right?
Please just tell me what's going on here. I'm not exactly sure myself. I'm not going to know.
All right, time.
Well, so am I.
Wait a minute. Okay, listen. Des.
Yeah?
Des, I really need to talk to Gary alone, okay? Okay, please.
Okay. I really need some time alone, too. Sorry.
It's all right. Nightmare's over.
You gonna get me out of here? Nice legs.
I still
don't understand what you're doing here with that guy.
What are you doing here?
Me? Wait a minute. Never mind that. Why did you leave me?
It was sort of an accident.
An accident. And when you were soliciting on the street, that was an accident too, right?
Yes.
Right,
terrific. Gary! See, it all started with a personal. There was this ad for Susan. Desperately seeking Susan.
Where'd he go?
So then they thought I was a prostitute, and that's why I got arrested.
Roberta, are you a lesbian? Leslie told me lots of prostitutes are lesbians.
Gary, you're not listening to me. I'm not a prostitute or a lesbian.
We'll get professional help. I don't care how much it costs. The important thing is, I want you to come home with me.
Why?
Why? What do you mean, why?
I mean, why do you want me to come home with you, Gary?
Come on, don't get excited, all right? Don't get excited. What, are you on drugs or something now?
God. Look at me.
I looked at you. You look ridiculous.
I mean, look at me, Gary. Look at me. I'm not coming home with you.
You're just tired. But why don't you get changed and we'll talk about it at home, all right? Come on. That's fine. Look, I'm going to go outside and I'm going to wait for 5 minutes. And if you're not there, I'm going to leave without you.
Goodbye, Gary. Going, stranger.
Susan.
Hi. What's going on?
My friend, this is the crucial moment. Our force field power plant has been transferred to the ship. Our defenses are at their weakest, almost fully automatic. The likelihood of a successful mutant attack is at its strongest. It's a bad combination.
But they may be unaware.
No, we've tried to keep them away, but we know they've been watching us from the crater rim. They're aware that most of our stores have gone into the ship.
This is their last chance.
With your androids. Group number 21 board the ship with your androids.
The last group is reporting now.
Ow.
Group number 22.
Hi.
With your androids. Stand
Hi.
By.
Huh. How are you doing?
Okay.
So I guess your name isn't Susan, huh? So what is it?
Roberta.
Roberta?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.